Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Monday morning. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving weekend. Obviously, the end of it was a disaster because the Eagles had a disastrous performance in Miami. It is positively incredible that the Philadelphia Eagles did what they did yesterday. They lost to one of the worst teams in pro football. They lost the game where they had a 10-point lead. They lost the game where they had a 14-point lead. I mean, they just completely blew it. Now, incredibly, the season's still there with the division and blah, 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 and Dallas and all that nonsense. But it was just absolutely, positively terrible with what happened with the Birds yesterday. Obviously, we want your reaction with it at 888-729-9494 from Doug to the defense, to the offense, to the idea of losing to Miami. Look, it's all here today on a busy four-hour reaction show. Again, 888-729-9494, Richie Rich.
The season's not still there. I mean, that's a joke. How about this, though, Joe?
What?
Before I get into being negative and angry.
Yep.
I never realized there's a difference between a spider web and a cobweb.
Oh, never
thought
of it.
You realize there's a major difference between spider web and cobweb?
Never thought of it.
A spider web is an active web, a nest for a living spider that's being used to capture its prey, and a cobweb is an abandoned spider web.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
It really does.
Something I never thought about.
I like that a lot. All right, let's think about the Eagles and what happened yesterday, and again, reacting at 888-729-9494. Look, there's a lot to say. All right, let me start with this. Just give me a second, John, and then I'm gonna pass you the ball. This is Carmelo Anthony just for a moment. This is my possession, and then I'm passing you the ball next time down the court. I got a small picture. I got a big picture. The small picture is that, and I don't think there's been nearly enough discussion of this, the defense is the single biggest reason why they lost this game. I've heard a lot of discussion since the game ended, and a lot is focused on the wrong things. They lost the game because the defense gave up 37 points to Miami Dolphins.
Exactly.
I mean, I want to be really clear about that.
I'm with you, Joe.
I mean, it's been amazing to me how much non-defensive discussion there's been.
That's impossible.
Since this game ended, you know, close to 20 hours ago.
How do you? Okay.
I mean,
I don't want to interrupt.
Let me. All right. So again, I mean, 37 points to the Dolphins, the drive sequence, which we all saw on our screen multiple times as that game got going, but, in case somehow you missed it, if you went to the bathroom or something, touchdown, this Dolphins drives, in order, once they got cranked up. Touchdown, touchdown, end of half, which was a one play kneel down. So that doesn't count. Touchdown, 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 field goal to the Miami Dolphins. Staggering. All right. The corners got torched. The pass rush stopped working. It was an undisciplined brand of football. And Schwartz obviously had no answers, which is incredible. That should never happen. All right. That is the small picture. That's the small picture. The big picture, John, that hits me the most is my incredible disappointment in Doug Peterson. Put simply, his approach with this team is not working.
It didn't work last year.
He may be doing similar tactics to what he did 2 years ago. He may be doing similar or the same tactics to what he did last year. It's just not working. You can't lose to the Miami Dolphins. Here's what I see when I see the Eagles, and again, I view this through a Doug prism. A lack of focus, a lack of attention to detail, a lack of player development, and this last one's a really bad one, a lack of will. When I look at the Philadelphia Eagles, I see a lack of will, and that should not happen. They blew it yesterday, and it might cost them a season. Now, look, reaction 888-729-9494. John, your thoughts off the top. What do you got?
Wow, this goes so deep. And I feel like I have to be careful. I don't say something I'm going to deeply regret down the line, because I am that angry about the way yesterday went. Doug, I agree with you on the defense thing, but I want to hear from you and all those who have been trying to tell me that this defense is good for the last month, because they were able to stymie a crappy New England Patriots offense.
Well, they really had played well.
Explain to me how it is that this Jalen Mills phenomenon occurred, and it was pointed out repeatedly. Hey, Jalen Mills is not all that. Oh, yes, he is. He's the Green Goblin. He's going to come back, and he's going to be healthy. He's going to save the season for us. Well, he didn't, and he can't, because he's not good. He's a seventh-round draft pick who runs a 4.65 in the 40. And he's our starting cornerback that we've been building into something he's not. Just like we've built Doug into something he's not. Just like we've built Carson into something he's not. Just like we've built Howie into something he's not. This whole thing is a facade. This whole thing is fake. What we believe is true about the Philadelphia Eagles is no longer. Yet we continue to insist that it's true. It's idiotic. I am an idiot. I am stupid for believing every week for the first 7 weeks of this season that this team was good. Because I wanted to believe they were good. I refuse to look at things logically and evaluate it for what it is. When I evaluate this for what it is, you've got a head coach who is so over his head and has no idea how to
salvage. How can that be, John? How can that be? I don't really agree with you.
I think Doug was there's a reason they suspended his right to speak in 2016.
Yeah, but then he won a Super Bowl.
I'm sick of hearing that. Why is that always the reason for everything? Because he won the Super Bowl. That no longer carries weight when we're talking about the here and now. Winning the Super Bowl did not affect the game yesterday. If it did affect it, it affected it negatively, because we got a team that thinks they're better than they really are. I do not want to hear, yeah, but he won the Super Bowl anymore. It doesn't apply, because this team is a mirage of an average team. This team can lose to the worst team in the NFL. We now know that. This team can somehow luck their way into being average, and that's what we're hoping for. That's what we're hoping for this season. There's so much to say, my God. But the attention to detail starts at the top. And Doug is failing.
He is failing.
Doug fails, and everyone beneath him fails. And the problem is, Doug didn't even know those beneath him were failing.
And what do you mean by that, Schwartz?
Everyone. Well, they're all under his command, so to speak.
There's no question.
Except
there.
Jim Schwartz has more autonomy. No, I'm saying, the wide receiver coach, when we're talking Carson Walsh, when it's brought up last week that all these receivers are running terrible routes, if you're the head guy, you oversee everything that needed to be corrected in training camp. If they're being taught wrong, you need to get that under control, get that situation righted. The problem is, you've got that situation in every single position meeting room on this team, and Doug doesn't know. He can't see how bad it really is. This is, you want to talk institutional failure. That's what we're witnessing.
Yeah, well, it's a term you used, I believe it was last week, and this was even worse. They lost to Miami, a 2-win Miami team. And I know some people hit me up on social media and kind of were making fun of me for calling them a cupcake. They were a cupcake. Are they playing? Or is Miami playing better than they did in September? Sure, I get it. They are. No question they're playing. But they're still a cupcake. The Eagles, this isn't about, you know, and this is my opinion. You can make of it what you will. You want to come after me for cupcake comment? Go for it. This is about the Eagles losing to a cupcake. It's not about me telling you they were playing a cupcake. They did play a cupcake. They lost to them. That's their fault. Look, we'll take your reaction all show. 888-729-9. Say it again.
But Lane Johnson, you think, is he having fun now?
It's a great
question,
like, John.
This is so broken. And when I look at that game and I see the Miami Dolphins out there gleeful. They're smiling, they're laughing, they're running around. And they're not even when they're in the lead. I mean, the game is in the balance, but they're out there, they're fighting together, and they believe in each other, and it looks like they are truly loving it. And then I look at our team, yep, and it's like heads are hung.
It's crazy.
There's
man.
No confidence, there's no joy. So not only do we suck on the field, but we are not doing the very essence of what we thought was the key to winning it all 2 years ago.
All right? It's going to be a crazy day of reaction on the phone lines. We'll do it together. 888-729-9494. What stood out to you with yesterday's loss? The small picture on yesterday, but then the big picture. And there's a lot of big picture, and there's a lot going wrong. We'll talk about it all day. Joe to Cameron, John Rich again, 888-729-9494.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.